We once again hear the story of Deborah as wise and fierce prophet. This time we hear the story in poetic form. Then Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying, "When locks are long in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O princes, to the Lord I will sing. I will make melody to the Lord, the God of Israel. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter song. Arise, Barak, lead away your captives, O son of Abinoam. Then down marched the remnant of the noble, the people of the Lord marched down for him against the mighty. From Ephraim they set out into the valley, following you, Benjamin, with your kin. From Machir marched down the commanders, from Zebulun those who bear the martial staff. The chiefs of Issachar came down with Deborah, and Issachar, faithful to Barak, into the valley they rushed out at his heels. Along the clans of Reuben there were great searchings of heart. Why did you tarry among the sheepfolds to hear the piping for the flocks? Among the clans of Reuben there were great searchings of the heart. Gilead stayed behind the Jordan, and Dan, why did he abide with the ships? Asher sat still at the coast of the sea, settling down by his landings. Zebulun is a people that scorn death, Naphtali too, on the heights of the field. The kings came, they fought, then fought the kings of Canaan by Tanakh, by the waters of Megiddo. They got no spoils of silver. The stars fought from heaven. From their curses they fought against Sisera. The torrent Kishon swept them away, the onrushing torrent, the torrent Kishon. March on, my soul, with might." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. And many thanks to Jeremy, who had many large and unusual words to insinuate.
He took them on with grace, and I am grateful. You, too, have the opportunity to read, and I promise that was probably the most brutal of the readings that there are. So if you would like to be a scripture reader, you have that invitation extended to you. Just let Heather Gilmore or I know, and we will be happy to assign you to a week, particularly one without so many large words and names. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. O God, our rock and our Redeemer, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you. Amen. Today we have heard the story of Deborah told twice, once in Judges chapter 4 and once in Judges chapter 5. Deborah is an important woman in our faith history as God's people. Now the book of Judges tells the story of many heroes, including Deborah, particularly those from the early days of the Israelite people. As they began to enter into the land that had been promised to them when they were released from captivity in Egypt, they encountered people groups, and they encountered challenges to their faith. The book of Judges tells of times when Israel turned its back on God, and the times when they were led back to God. It tells the story of a people who had forgotten God, but of a God who had never forgotten God's chosen people, though sometimes God had to turn away in order to draw the people back again. You see, it's the basic pattern throughout much of the history that we find in the Old Testament. It's a fourfold pattern. Part one, the people turn away from God. Part two, God allows enemies to attack the Israelites. Part three, the people cry out to God for help. And part four, God gives them a judge or a prophet to give them deliverance and peace. And then it starts all over again with the people forgetting who God is and turning away. We've heard some of the stories of these prophets, of these great people of faith already. You see, this is our third week in the series, Who Are You?, where we're examining some of the lesser known but important figures in our faith story as we hear it in Scripture. The first week, we heard of those who made the early life of Moses possible. Brave women who stood up against the Pharaoh and birthed a little boy and laid him in a basket in the river. Last week we heard of two brave and righteous kings, Hezekiah and Josiah, two who stayed the course when many of their colleagues turned away from God as they led God's people. Today we hear of an important person in the early chapters of the book of Judges. Our hero for today is Deborah, who recognized that it was not God who had forsaken the people, but a people who had forsaken their God. As we meet Deborah today, she's seated underneath the palms, going about the work of being a judge for her people. She's settling disagreements and arguments. She's arbitrating between parties. And as the story begins to pick up steam, it's clear that Deborah is no ordinary woman, but one called to special roles. She has a message to deliver from God, which makes her a prophet. And not only is she a prophet and a judge, she also becomes a godly military advisor to the warriors of Israel as they prepare to defeat the enemy that has been attacking them, that has become their oppressor. She is able to help the people of Israel return to a state of harmony and peace in their land. Deborah gives strategic advice to the main commander, Barak, of the tribes of Israel, and because of her wise counsel, victory goes to her people. But she's much more than just any of those titles. Today we find Deborah, prophetess, along with her colleagues that we have heard the past few weeks. Not on purpose, but because these are important prophet women who we don't know their names as well. The first week we heard of Miriam, one who was a leader for God's people, helped bring them up out of exile as they were wandering in the wilderness. She continued to speak God's message to God's people. Last week, in the midst of hearing of righteous kings, Josiah and Hezekiah, it was the prophetess Huldah who interpreted the scroll that contained the book of Deuteronomy that was read to Josiah. And it was Huldah's words, words of rebuke, but also words of promise that Josiah heard. Words that destruction would befall the people of Israel, but that Josiah would have peace as long as he lived. This week we hear of yet another one of God's prophets, Deborah, a prophet for the people of Israel who heard God's word and spoke it to God's people, telling them that they did not have to live in captivity from their neighbor any longer, but that victory could be theirs. It was going to take some strategic military work for that to happen, though. So Deborah goes about advising Barak, and she continues to counsel the people of Israel as a wise judge. Now, none of these roles would have been commonly held by a woman in Deborah's day, but she remains a well-respected and regarded leader in those capacities that she held for about 40 years, leading the people of Israel as they threw off the bondage of occupation and returned to the Lord. Deborah existed in her roles as a capable servant of the Lord who excelled in her duties. In her role as prophet, Deborah spoke God's words as we hear them in Judges chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. As a judge, she wisely discerned and arbitrated between parties. And when she didn't know what the answer was, she called upon God's help. Deborah stands out among her judge colleagues because she's the one who stays the course rather than turning to the right or to the left as many of her fellow judges were prone to do. There was Gideon who turned to idolatry, Samson who turned to womanizing, but Deborah stayed the course. Her military acumen is praised, and she is a hero who bravely marches into battle alongside the warriors, not staying back at home where it would be safe, but accompanying them to and through the fight, reminding them that God is with them. Deborah is brave, fierce, wise, and discerning. She's able to lead her people to a victory because she is connected to God, and she keeps the people connected to God as well. In chapter 4 of Judges, we heard a more discernible prose narrative story telling of Deborah's time as prophet and judge. And in chapter 5, we hear this retelling in poetic form, and this poem of Deborah is important to us. It's how we know that she is a mother figure for Israel, for it is one of the oldest documents that we have that was collected into the Old Testament. This song of Deborah, this poem that she sings as she tells her story. Deborah is identified within this poem as a mother of Israel, one who has watched over, cared for, nurtured, disciplined, motivated, and been the spiritual grounding point for the people of Israel. Now, there are times in all of our lives where we may find ourselves in shoes that look a lot like Deborah's. Now, you may not be asked to go marching into battle or to deliver a particular message to a particular people or to arbitrate disputes between your neighbors, but you may find yourself in a role that you had never imagined for yourself, but which you find you are suited to carry out and that you have been equipped for by God's grace. If we take the view that it is God's work that is being done through our hands, through our lives, we can hear inspiration in Deborah's story that applies directly to each of us. The story of Deborah reminds us that the hands carrying out the work of our mighty and merciful God can be our very own. Your hands, my hands, all of us. Especially and even in the times where we imagine ourselves to be those who are less qualified or less likely than others to carry something out, that we are the less than obvious match for the job at hand. For God needs our hands for the work that is to be accomplished. God responds to us in our needs and works through us to accomplish far more than we can hope for or imagine. May we not set up our own stumbling blocks to hear God's call, and may we put our God-given gifts to work in surprising, creative, inspiring, brave, fierce, kingdom-building ways that honor and glorify our Creator and Giver of all good gifts. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks that you have created us with hands to work for you, that you have gifted us for the call that you have given each and every one of us. Help us to be those who don't shy away when you call, who actively work for you, for your people, who are wise, who are discerning, who are compassionate and merciful, who are just and loving. Lord, may we be as Deborah. May we be those known by our faith, quick to work for you. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.